Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are basking in sunshine, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for a stroll outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Israel's capture of Hamas security chief Moin al-Arabid in Gaza City sends a strategic message that Israel is shifting its tactics. This comes from JNS. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reports 3 killed in IDF strikes in Lebanon following a Hezbollah drone attack on Israeli troops. Also this hour, Ynet highlights Jordan's silence under Iranian missile fire, speculating on the kingdom's ties with Washington. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF attacked Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon in response to a drone launch. And finally, Iranian media via I-24 News reports blasts near Iran's Khag Island, where a small oil tanker sustained a missile hit. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today about Hakeem Jeffries condemning anti-Semitism on a major news network. Meanwhile, Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced earlier today the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza following anti-Israel actions by the Netherlands. From X, the latest. Belaz News, known for covering Israeli affairs, confirms the expulsion of Dutch diplomats due to a new legislation affecting trade with Israeli territories. Let's go deeper. Starting with the capture in Gaza, JNS reports that Moin al-Arabid, a significant Hamas figure, was apprehended in a daring operation deep within Gaza City. This action is a clear signal from Israel that it will not return to full-scale war, but will take decisive actions when necessary. This move could alter the dynamics in Gaza, impacting both military and diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to the IDF strikes in Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel, the Israeli military struck Hezbollah targets after a drone attack on its troops. This strike, which occurred earlier today, targeted Hezbollah personnel and infrastructure. The escalation follows repeated tensions on the Israel-Lebanon border, with potential implications for regional stability and security. Meanwhile, Ynet notes Jordan's quiet stance amid Iranian missile attacks. While King Abdullah has cultivated strong ties with the U.S., the kingdom's muted response may reflect a strategic decision to maintain its security interests. The ongoing missile threats pose significant challenges for Jordan's regional diplomacy. In a related development, the IDF's assault on Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon, reported by Israel Hayom, targeted weapons depots linked to terror plots. These strikes are part of Israel's broader strategy to deter threats and protect its citizens. That strike comes hours after the drone launch incident, adding a layer of complexity to cross-border tensions. Finally, from I-24 News, reports of missile attacks near Iran's Karg Island highlight strategic vulnerabilities. The island, crucial for Iranian oil exports, saw a small tanker hit with no reported casualties. This attack underscores ongoing regional tensions and could affect global oil markets. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports on the Competition Authority's challenge over data possession as Toby Harris emphasizes its role in driving market competition. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Rosh Hashanah honey cakes are more expensive this year, with prices rising due to increased production costs. And finally, Times of Israel Tech indicates that investment in Israeli health tech startups has plummeted by 40% in 2025, marking a 5-year low amid geopolitical uncertainties. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.